Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A U.S. panel Thursday endorsed emergency use of a second COVID-19 vaccine. A committee of independent expert advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration voted to recommend the use of a vaccine developed by U.S. drug manufacturer Moderna and the National Institutes of Health 1 week after federal regulators authorized the first vaccine for emergency use. The FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said late Thursday that the agency could authorize the vaccine as early as Friday. The campaign kicked off early this week with the first vaccine okayed in the U.S. developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Moderna's shots showed similarly strong protection, providing 94% protection against COVID-19 in the company's ongoing study of 30,000 people. President-elect Joe Biden tested negative for the coronavirus after one of his key advisors tested positive for COVID-19. The Biden transition team says Representative Cedric Richmond of Louisiana tested positive for COVID-19 2 days after attending a campaign rally in Atlanta headlined by Biden. Biden's transition spokesperson says Richmond was not in close contact with Biden. President-elect Biden plans to nominate New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to be Interior Secretary. She would be the first Native American to lead the agency, overseeing federal lands, including wildlife, national parks, and mineral wealth. Interior Secretary could be a key position in the Biden administration, as Biden has promised to curb fossil fuel extraction from federal lands. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. As the coronavirus pandemic roared to new record highs across the United States, it lit a fire in the U.S. Congress, where Republicans and Democrats were scrambling to pass a new round of aid after months of partisan finger-pointing and inaction. Multiple lawmakers floated the possibility the federal government would run out of money early Saturday morning while the COVID-19 relief negotiations continue if Congress is unable to pass a temporary government funding bill before Friday at midnight. The coronavirus legislation is expected to include stimulus checks of about $600, extended unemployment benefits, help for states distributing the vaccine, and assistance for small businesses struggling through the pandemic as millions have been thrown out of work. President Donald Trump's administration and President-elect Biden both voiced new alarm Thursday about a wide intrusion into the computer systems around the world that officials suspect was carried out by Russia. Both the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments were among the agencies whose secure data and emails were penetrated by the hackers. The U.S. Cybersecurity Unit warned that removing the malware inserted in the network software will be highly complex and challenging. Authorities say a powerful cyclone, Yasa, hit Fiji Thursday, killing at least two people and destroying dozens of homes in the Pacific Island nation. Authorities say the cyclone was weakening Friday as it moved southeast over some of Fiji's outer islands. However, they warned of danger from flooding. Fiji's prime minister said with the treacherous conditions, the country's citizens must remain vigilant. More than 20,000 people sought shelter in the government evacuation centers. Disaster relief agencies are assisting people recovering from the cyclone. While Britain and the European Union have provided somber updates on the state of the post-Brexit trade discussions, with only 2 weeks to go before a potentially chaotic split, President of the European Union's Executive Commission noted substantial progress on many issues but expressed concern about the discussions taking place around fishing rights. Prime Minister Boris Johnson also warned that a no-deal outcome seemed very likely. 345 boys have now been released after being abducted last week by Boko Haram from the school in Nigeria, but some boys are still unaccounted for, according to the governor of Katsina State. For more news, join us at voanews.com by remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.